He is the child of survivors of the terror. So we know in life, I have three friends who are the child of children of survivors of the Holocaust. And I know a little about the trauma and the toll that it takes through the generations. And it was that that made me think, what must it have been like to be the child of your grandfather's been beheaded and both of your parents were that far away from being guillotined when Robespierre was got rid of. So I'm not a great apologist for the aristocrats of France at that time, but you're just thinking through your character emotionally. So that was the first thing I thought, this is, and it fitted with what I'd known about Tocqueville too, and his mother always sick, and him being sort of a hypochondriac, the doctor always being called for and so on. And then the other part is just sort of historically true of that class at that time. By then it's really clear, or it's clear to the smarter members of the aristocracy anyway, that democracy is not something that's going to stop. The king may be trying to forget that it's there or that it happened, and they're trying to roll back the revolution. But in fact, it can't be rolled back, and democracy will happen. And so the Olivier character recognizes that is so, but he doesn't really, well, he's certainly very, for personal reasons, if you think of the family history, he's terrified of the mob. The majority, the notion of the majority ruling for him is a horror. But yet he knows that there's America, and then in America, which we forget now, in America's conservative imperial coat, that what a daring and radical thing that it was, that America predated the French Revolution. Well, we know that, of course, but in a funny way, on a daily level, you sort of forget it. So he knows that this great experiment's taking place. So he's naturally thinking, how can I go forward? How can I be a human in the future? My family in the past have led countries and been, and as a noble being born into my position, I would expect to have a huge role in the future of my country with the king, the court, and so on. But that's going to be denied to me now. So what can I do to take my place in history?